This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab is brought to you by GoNetSpeed, your choice for crazy fast fiber internet. This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Helnon. Dennis is on one of the engineers at our office, and he comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns, and we're very happy to have him here. I know you're all running out for milk and eggs and bread, but if you happen to have a computer problem before the hurricane, feel free to give us a ring here this morning. 1-800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC are the numbers. And we also are broadcasting live over on Facebook, over on WTIC's Facebook page. And if Zuckerberg deems the broadcast worthy, it may get to you.
Really?
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. So as usual and customary, we have some technology news, and Dennis has a story he wanted to start with.
Well, we have a tale a tale of two breaches.
Ah, yes. Only two, huh?
Two, well, these
right
two.
Right.
I'm sure there's others somewhere, but it's just these two. These involve cellular carriers.
Okay.
Now, first one is T-Mobile.
Yeah.
They were hacked. According to them, 7.8 million of their postpaid users,
otherwise known as the mail,
right? They were hacked. Their
right.
information was hacked. Also, 40 million people who had applied for credit, were hacked. So, can you say identity theft is coming down the pike for these folks?
Yeah,
it's
awful.
Really sad. I've got this article on Krebs on security, but this made the news pretty much everywhere because it's big.
It is big. Krebs will do a great job explaining the whole situation
to you. Right. That's why this is the story I picked, because there's useful information and lessons to be learned, not just the news that there was a hack.
Yeah, so we'll put that link up there for you. Well worth it. And again, if you're a T-Mobile customer, but again, our data's out there. I mean, our data's been out there. Was it Experian, the actual credit agency that was hacked? So, and that was like, that's the third biggest one.
Right. And that was, 4 years ago or so?
Yeah. So the bad guys have it.
Yeah. And now the bad guys can take some of this data,
right,
put it together with that data.
Well, match it up with your Facebook data, where people ask you what your first car was, or your first concert was, or your favorite teacher was, all on Facebook. And you guys are dutifully giving the bad guys the security questions that you've put in to lock your stuff down. You're giving them that information, guys. It's mind-boggling.
I know. It's horrible.
I can't believe people just still don't get it.
And then we have another hack.
Yes.
But this one is more questionable.
Okay.
It's also bigger.
All right. Oh, brother.
This one involves AT&T.
Oh, brother.
Apparently, a hacker group has disclosed that they hacked AT&T to the tune of 70 million customer records.
Oh, my goodness.
And they actually released a small bit of this data.
Okay.
Just to kind of, it's proof of life.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, just to make sure that people realize, oh, we've got this stuff.
Now, the funny thing about this hack is AT&T is sort of denying that it's their data that was hacked.
Oh, are they saying it's a third party?
Well, no, they don't say that.
With an open bucket on AWS.
They don't really say much.
No?
They just say, I'll even quote them. Based on our investigation yesterday, the information that appeared in an internet chat room does not appear to have come from our systems.
Hmm.
And based on our investigation, no, we don't believe this was a breach of AT&T systems.
All right.
Now, why would they say that? I don't know. It may be that some of this data is records that they literally don't have, and they know they don't have them for people that are not in their systems.
Right. So
and they
guys.
Would be able to say, yeah, this didn't come from us because we don't even have that.
Yeah, the bad
but
guys.
But they
could
don't
have,
say that.
Right. The bad guys could have got, you know, got a third world to produce some Word documents with a lot of AT&T in them.
Right. And that's true. I mean, somebody could have just faked it just
right.
to make an impression.
Yeah.
But
we'll see.
Some of the experts say that the group that released it has been known to hack before.
Gotcha.
And they are, I don't want to use the word bona fide because that
no, I know.
Has a more positive connotation.
But they're legitimate bad guys.
But they really are bad guys. So they really could have done what they say they did.
All right. Well, speaking of the bad guys, I have a story here. This is from Gizmodo. Dallas Police Department loses 8 terabytes of crime data.
8 terabytes.
Yep, throwing court cases into chaos. So this whole thing happened, I guess, during a routine data migration. Now, the word migration doesn't mean deletion. It means take this data and move it from this spot to that spot.
And yes, typically it's a copy operation.
And
right?
they did this in April, this migration, and they're just now saying that an employee accidentally deleted 8 terabytes of its data. Worse, the law enforcement agency and the city IT department took months to disclose this episode to other parts of the government. So, in fact, the mayor's office and the district attorney's office say they both just found out. It is August, right? This has happened in April,
right.
And they just found out.
Oh, well.
So data migrations, guys, are generally you have the original system.
Right.
And that's your fallback. That's if you screw up or you have a problem with a migration. I mean, Tab is doing migrations constantly for clients.
Oh, and Eric, when you're migrating data, what is the first thing that you do?
You make sure it's already backed up.
Right. You check your backups first.
Exactly. But again, even if for some reason that didn't occur, you have the original because you're just copying it from point A to point B. And so for a routine data migration, the IT employee was just tasked with handling the problem, failed to follow proper established procedures. Well, deletion generally is not in the migration procedure.
No, that's completely outside the procedures, I'm pretty sure.
Now, the thing that's crazy here is they initially lost 22 terabytes of data, but they found 14, thankfully. They were somehow recovered 14. This guy deleted 22 terabytes of crime data. This is not just like Word documents for the HR department or the police department. This is crime data. The remaining 8 are considered to be unrecoverable. How is that possible? That would mean that they don't have a backup at all. Does?
Right. They've never backed it up ever.
Right. Does sound like something the government would do, yes. Very plausible. Because we've talked about this at the DMV. They have audits that come out constantly with their old system. And even with the new system, the old system didn't have any kind of disaster recovery abilities.
Right.
The new system, when they installed it, the auditor said that the new one didn't have any disaster recovery either. I'm curious. I can't wait to find the next audit that comes out where they are going to say the same thing. But it's the DMV. But I digress. So now you got pending cases where you have missing files. So guess what? More bad guys are going loose.
So there's going to be a lot of dismissed cases.
Yeah. Crime data, not backed
up. Crime data.
And you blow away 22 terabytes and you don't have a backup. I mean, the analogy is pretty much like building a boat with a hole in it. I mean, it's crazy. You know? It shouldn't happen.
No,
it shouldn't happen.
Never.
Did you have anything else you want to bring up, Dennis?
I do. Remember that story about Poly Network last week?
Oh, yes. The cryptocurrency bank that got stolen.
Yeah, the cryptocurrency thief that stole a bunch of cryptocurrency.
Bunch of fake money.
And then gave some of it back.
Gave most of it back.
Most of it.
Yeah, I think he wanted $500,000 in fake crypto, at least for
right. Well, guess what?
Mm.
They have decided to offer him the role of chief security advisor. At their own company.
I did read about this. There's a bit
really?
Of a, there's a theory out there that thinks maybe this is a trap.
Oh.
Right? I mean, you know, hey, you want a job? Come on in. We'll give you a job.
Yeah.
And then they lock them
in. Oh, and it is in China.
Right.
So you can't really. Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, it does sound. I mean, obviously, there's plenty of. Hackers that have turned into white hats, Kevin Mitnick being one of the most.
Kevin Mitnick is one of the most famous.
Yeah. So he was a famous black hat hacker, and he produced now a company called KnowBefore that does a great job of security awareness training. And, you know, Kevin will scare the pants off you as far as what's out there, as far as how he can get as much data as he wants on you. And,
apparently he never used any technological exploits.
Right.
Apparently everything that he did was all, social engineering, essentially.
Yeah, and using the technology
to get information, and then use the technology the way it's meant to be used, but you've gained information to get to it. Right.
Yeah. So we'll see if this guy gets a job or not. I think the next story will be that he has been, you know, it's Chinese. He's locked up in a Chinese prison. And
that could happen to him.
A work camp or re-education camp. Who knows? Another quick story before we go to the news here, before we go to a break. Tesla's in trouble again. The Federal Trade Commission is going to investigate Tesla over concerns the automaker is misleading people by exaggerating or misrepresenting the abilities of its vehicle's autopilot and full self-driving features. So, of course, this is right up Blumenthal's alley. So it's Blumenthal and Markey who are going after Tesla, going after Elon. And, you know, I've said this before on the show, you know, even before I gained a better appreciation for Elon. Because he's an amazing guy.
True.
But I'm a little tired of paying a subsidy to people who can afford $80,000 vehicles, but we won't go there. you know, if you can afford an $80,000 vehicle, you don't need a subsidy. But I digress. This now, Blumenthal and Markey are going after Elon because they repeatedly overstate the capabilities of its vehicles. And again, the autopilot functionality is getting better with Tesla, you know, but they keep running into the backs of emergency vehicles that are parked. And fire trucks and police cars are getting just hammered by the Teslas flying into them. And, you know, it's not autopilot, guys. It's much better than it was. And I'm sure Tesla drivers out there have used some of these enhanced features. But my wife's Honda can do a lot of the things that Tesla can do. It keeps you in the lane. It keeps you at the right speed. I mean, yes, it's not going to take an exit. Whereas the Tesla is supposed to be able to do that.
Really?
But you got to hope there isn't a car parked on the exit because the Tesla's going to possibly run into it. So we'll see what the FTC does here and what Blumenthal and Markey do, because this is right up Blumenthal's alley, right up with, you know, when they do blackouts on football games, so you got that fixed. So we'll see if this, what happens with this, but Elon, of course, is not happy about it. We'll put a link here for you. You can read the story. Of course, this is from my favorite little, tech blog out there, The Register.
Oh, yeah.
And, well, you know, they're snarky as always, but we'll put it out there for you to check out yourself. So we're going to get to your calls. Four lines wide open. I know you're rushing out to get your milk and your bread. I understand that. And I saw a guy at the gas station with 18, you know, buckets being filled up. At least he wasn't using plastic bags, so we're good there.
Oh, okay.
You know, I understand you guys are out there, but you're on the road. Feel free to give us a ring, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Dennis and I will be here helping you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Everything we talk about is posted live over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com by Mike G. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. We are live. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Three lines open for you. And we will do our best to help you out with computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Can't do anything about the rain coming. And I know you're out there running to get your milk and bread and gas up. So you're in the car. But if you need any help, we're going to be here to help you out. And speaking of needing help, our resident groupie is on the line. We probably triggered him. We talked about Mr. Elon. You there, Danny?
Yes, I am.
Did we trigger you?
Yes, I'll tell you I'm not surprised that you say that magazine's something that's snarky. I mean, that was you just confessed. I mean, you just pulled your pants down.
Well, you know, what can I say? I think
I gotta admit, it's snarky, but here's my favorite one.
Yeah. Poor Tesla, poor Elon getting, you know.
Hey, that's the least of his problems.
That is.
He's got the environmental, review going on down in Texas at Boca Chica, environmental impact study.
Hmm.
And they may not give him a license to ever fly or launch from there again. They might shut him down.
Yeah, I heard he cut some corners as far as when he launched that rocket. It might have been a little bigger than they were expecting, right?
Yeah, and you know, they're saying there's not as many wild nesting birds of one species. There's only three this year instead of eight, you know. So, they're trying to shut him down, especially with the rockets, because Bezos, the ball boy, is...
bald people, you know.
Hey,
both Dennis and I are follically challenged here, and you know, now you're triggering us, Danny.
Oh boy, I didn't mean, from talking to you, I was never like that.
Yeah, see what happens?
Listen, I took some apps off my tablet a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to find one of them to restore it. And I looked online, and there's all these ways to find, you know, like deleted apps so you can bring them back. But they all seem to apply to telephones, Android phones and stuff. And I can't find any for my Galaxy tablet.
Well, right in the Play Store itself, it should say, you know, what you had before. You should be able to just re-find it and load it again.
Should be able to go through your list of acquired apps.
Yeah, the Play Store. There's a Play Store app.
Yeah. So they've got stuff that you took down before on the Play Store.
Yeah, the Play Store will have it again. If you want to put it back, it'll put it back.
Well, you know, I went to this Play Store, and I couldn't find any. It says for you, top charts, kids, events, news, and premium and categories.
Well, you would just search the name of the app. Now, again, it could be that the app...
I can't remember exactly what the name of the app was.
Well, there might be, like Dennis said, previous apps on your system. We can put a link as to how to use the Play Store. He's already got it. We've already got it up there for you.
Okay, so yeah, that's what I need previously. Because everybody's talking, everything is just tap the, you know, the settings in the upper right or the upper left, and I never see that appear on any of my screens that they say to find it.
All right, well, it'll be there for you, Danny. And
listen, have you ever gone to that little restaurant down Burnside Avenue called Rose's Cafe?
I don't think so. No.
ROSA'S.
No, I haven't.
No.
Well, if you ever go out for lunch when you're over there order out,
yeah,
it's phenomenal.
All right. Well, we appreciate the review. We got to step out for a break, Danny. Right, thanks for calling. Bye-bye. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab, and we're going to be here till 11 o'clock, so feel free to get online. We have two lines open for you now, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Dennis and I will do our best to help you out with your computer problems, questions, and concerns. I know we're all running around this morning to batten down the hatches, but, you know, we're here in a studio, a couple pasty white computer geeks here to help you out with your computer problems. So feel free to give us a ring. Let's go to your calls. You were nice enough to join us already. We're going to go to Nick in Enfield first. He was on the longest. What's going on, Nick?
Oh, good morning.
Morning.
I have a Hotmail account, and I received an email from Louise Fairweather, and it says, update, dear valued user, starting on the 23rd of August, Microsoft customers who have not confirmed their email account will no longer be able to log into them through email addresses.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we're currently checking, et cetera, et cetera. And then says valid verification, you know, a little...
Yep.
Do they call it? A hotspot?
Yeah.
So I figure that's phishing.
You're right.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to ask you what your password was, but you already knew. That's exactly what Ms. Fairweather is trying to do, is simply doing that. And that's a very simple scam, right?
Yeah.
She doesn't need to guess it. She doesn't need to do anything. You're literally, if you did fall for it, would have put it in for her.
Yeah.
And
a couple of months ago, I got something allegedly from Microsoft again saying anybody who has an account ending with Hotmail, they're going to be discontinued and to go on and on. And mm-hmm. I figure it was a similar phishing expedition because my Hotmail accounts have continued. I think what they were doing was preying on the information that Microsoft said that they were going to switch to having the tag of Outlook mm-hmm. from that point on. But
right.
I think they were trying to fish for information again.
You're exactly right. So most yep. phishing attacks are going to be around things that occur that seem plausible, right? So if Microsoft does have that kind of public relation release, the bad guys are like, ah, I'm going to send a bunch of emails to these people and try to sound like I'm legit. Never, ever fill out any information like that in email. So I'm glad you brought it up. And just to reiterate, the IRS is not going to do that. Your bank's not going to do that.
No.
There's any institution out there is not going to tell you to reconfirm through an email link your credentials. If they do, they're just that's a bad organization to work with. Never do that. So, Nick, I'm glad you called and are going to let people think again about phishing, because phishing is pretty rampant these days. And without security awareness training, like we just did.
Right.
Live on the radio, security awareness training on the radio. If you don't get this type of training, you can fall for all sorts of scams.
I've gotten similar things from credit cards or stores that I do business with. They have a co-branded credit card, too.
Right.
I just ignore that stuff.
Yeah, and again, it's the bad guys trying to act like they're the stores. They're not actually the stores, right? They're just impersonating.
Yep. Right, and they can include the proper logos and everything in the mail, so it looks really good.
Right.
But you got to resist that urge, and you did, Nick, so you get a gold star.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I enjoy the show, and good luck to us all in Connecticut with this storm.
Oh, I was going to say you could just leave it right there. Without, but yes, with the storm.
All in Connecticut, period.
There you go. That's all you need, Nick. Thanks, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
I thought he was going to leave it right there. Let's go on to John in Farmington next. Hey, what's happening, John?
Hi. I bought a new computer. It has Windows 10.
All right.
I want to use it with an external security modem, and that's done through the KeySpan adapter. I plug in the KeySpan adapter. I go to Device Manager. It shows on Device Manager. When I click on it, it says the drivers for this device are not installed. And then you can search for a driver on the computer, which I've done, and it says there's no drivers on the computer. Go to the manufacturer.
Yeah.
I went to the manufacturer, and it has a download for the driver for that specific unit. But the problem is, when I download it, it doesn't appear on the device manager. I don't know where it goes.
So, John, this KeySpan adapter that you're using, is it a TripLite device?
Is it a what?
Trip. Who's the manufacturer?
The manufacturer, it's KeySpan. That's the manufacturer.
Okay.
So I will go to KeySpan, and it says they have the driver. It's called Driver Easy.
Oh.
Do you know what he's
no.
doing? Do you know what he's doing?
Yeah, he went to one of the advertising sites that popped up in the search listings.
Mm.
When I just looked this up. Yeah. I see it right here.
And
yeah. I did a search on the words KeySpan adapter driver.
Right.
And
same thing
I did.
The
fifth one down on the list is drivereasy.com.
Right, which
but
is not the right
it's
place.
It's not though. Where you want to go. No.
So
where do I want to go?
You go to triplite.com, and that's got two P's in it. So TRIPPLITE.com.
Yeah, we think it's a Triplite product.
Give me that again.
T is in Tom, R, I,
yep.
P is in Paul, L, I, T is in Tom, E.com.
Okay.
And you should be able to get into their support. There's a support link over on the right side of their webpage near the top.
Okay.
And then you should be able to look through the different products. There's a product support search box over on the left once you open up the support link. And you should be able to type in Keyspan, I think. I'm going to do it right here and see what I get.
Okay.
What do you use it for, John? I'm trying to figure out what this thing is. You're adapting something. You're adapting something.
It's a serial adapter.
Yeah, it looks like it. But what are you connecting to?
Yeah, exactly. I'm adapting a modem. And in the modem setup, when you go to the modem, it lists COM ports.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So you're using, this modem is a secure modem of some kind, you said?
No, it's a security modem. It's a modem where I can call on the phone line into a remote security panel.
I see. So you're using old technology, and now you've got a Windows to IC, and you're adapting it. I'm with you now.
Exactly. Yeah. Because on Windows 7, I never had this problem.
Well, yeah. Welcome to our world. So we'll give you a link to the Triplight site that should give you the proper spot to get this driver, not wherever you ended up, which was a more of a malware type advertising place.
Yeah, like. You definitely don't want to download anything from Driver Easy.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Yep. So we'll get you a link out there, John. Go to computertalkwithtab.com and your link will be there.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. We have four lines open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. And I know while you're out there running around getting milk and eggs and bread and whatever, I wouldn't get the eggs. I wouldn't even get the milk, considering I don't think we're going to have power for a little while. That's my guess.
Yeah.
Dennis and I were reminiscing Gloria.
Oh, yeah.
Over the break. And I remember Gloria very fondly. That's a long story. And Dennis was... And my wife might be listening, so I can't tell you the story. And Dennis was reminiscing about a Risk game, right, at UConn?
Yeah, at UConn. Yeah, we were stuck in our dorms, couldn't really go anywhere or do anything, and so we played Risk for a couple of days.
See, we're geeks, man. We play these kinds of things. I think I had a better time than you did, but that's just between Dennis and I.
That's it.
Won't go there.
No more said.
But feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We'll do our best to help you out with your comments, questions, and concerns. And actually, it looks like we have a call coming in. So before I bring up this story about how Bitcoin is going to ruin the world, I'll go to Dorothy in Litchfield first. Hey, Dorothy, what's happening?
Oh, that was quick.
Yeah.
Aren't first you in lucky? Line.
Wow. I'm in the market for a new iMac, and I know Dennis had one at one point.
I still do.
Yeah, he's an Apple guy.
Oh, that's good.
And a PC guy.
Yes,
mine's
both.
10 years old, and I have to get a new one. I don't think this is secure anymore.
No, not after 10 years. You won't be able to get any security updates.
Yeah. I see now the new one that is the Apple M1 chip.
As yes.
As opposed to the... I have a 27-inch iMac now, and I know they still have that. And I was looking at that in the 10-core, the 10th generation 9-core. So I didn't know what's better, one over the other.
Well, it depends on how long you plan to remain in the Mac universe. If you're in it for the long haul and you're going to keep this computer for another 10 years.
Unless they update the software where you can't.
Well, yeah. Okay.
But go ahead.
I'm thinking that you might want to go with the M1 chip because you're going to find that more and more of the software that people are developing over the next few years is going to be developed for the M1 chip and not for Intel. And if you buy an Intel Mac right now, you're going to find, maybe 5 years from now, well, the operating system is still being updated because they keep them secure that long.
Mm-hmm.
But then, this nice program that you maybe want to buy for the Mac doesn't work on an Intel chip anymore.
Right. Okay.
So if you're in it to stay in the Apple universe, I would go with the M1. If you're not sure and if you really like the performance of the Intel, and I know a lot of people do.
Is there a price difference too?
It's relative.
Okay.
And I think it's based more on how easily they're able to get the right chips that they want.
Nowadays it's
I don't think it's a matter of Well, yeah, it's availability. It's figuring into it.
Yeah.
But of course, they make their own M1 chips.
Yeah.
So they have a better stream of that.
Yep.
But at any rate, there are still some people that like the Intel.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not concerned about the future, then maybe go with the Intel.
Yeah. No, I do like Mac.
Well, then
stick with the Mac.
Then my suggestion is you go with the M1.
There you go, Dorothy.
Yeah.
What's the advantage of the Intel?
Well, the Intel, depending on what you're doing with the Mac, the Intel performance is better in certain respects. With the M1, it uses less power, and it has a more restricted instruction set, which means that it has to do more things, but it can move along more smoothly. And certain things are just better. If you're running a server, you probably want Intel because it can handle the constant barrage of transactions that are going through the CPU. With an M1, it handles changes in transaction traffic, for lack of a better phrase. It's really hard to pin down. It really is. And you're going to, if you look on the internet and you read different people's reviews, you're going to hear different things.
Right.
And that's what the problem is. There's just not a lot of consistency in how people are using their Macs.
That's why I called you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now you got another opinion, Dorothy.
But it sounds to me like you're in it to stay, and I would go with the M1.
Yeah, okay. Because what I mostly use it for are, I like to do photos and things. I'm not into gaming or anything.
Well, you probably wouldn't find that much of a performance difference at all then, anyway.
Okay.
So
okay.
If it costs more to get the Intel, I wouldn't even do it.
There you go. Okay.
I have one more question. I know, Eric, you've always talked about routers, and I was wondering, my router's 10 years old as well, and we keep dropping Wi-Fi.
No.
Yeah, you got to get rid of that.
I'm going to have to get a new one as well.
Yep.
Could you recommend?
Yes, we have to go to our break here, and then when we come back, I'll give you a recommendation. How's that?
Great, thanks.
You got it. We'll put you on hold. We're going to step out for a quick break. We'll be right back. Yes, we are back. Spirit of the Radio. Isn't it Radio Appreciation? Right? Some sort of Radio Appreciation Day yesterday or something like that. This is the perfect song for it. And if you don't know this song, shame on you. Let's go back to your calls. We're going to go to Dorothy. So, Dorothy, as far as routers go, 10 years is a long time to
very long time.
It may not be as secure as you'd like it to be. And yes, the Wi-Fi will drop out. Those little radios get tired.
They do.
So, I'm a fan of Linksys, for better or for worse, for home. And they've got a good MR8300 mesh Wi-Fi router for like $199.
What was the model?
It's a model MR8300.
Okay.
And it's a good, middle line. You can spend more on routers. Depending on the size of your home, you may want to spend more to get one that's going to be even more robust as far as that broadcast of signal. And make sure, we really should treat our routers like our coffee makers. In the old days, the routers were down in the basement. The IT guys had to go down there, clear the cobwebs, and, find out where the router is. It really needs to be central to your home. It is more important than a coffee maker as far as I'm concerned.
It is.
Right?
Absolutely.
So get it out there and right in the middle of your living room. Put a little flower next to it, whatever. But it needs to be center to your life. Because during COVID, when we had to move 4,000 to 5,000 people remote, we now had to deal with their really crappy home networks.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Trying to get,
oh,
yeah. And we didn't sign up for that, by the way. And trying to get all those people then to connect into their business networks, which are pretty darn solid, right?
Yes.
But their home networks were garbage. So if we can help future IT people by getting folks to really appreciate and put their Wi-Fi device right in the middle of their living room, we should almost be...
How does that hook up to the computer then?
What do you mean?
It doesn't have to.
It would hook wirelessly if you wish, or you can run data cables from a switch. You would connect to that router. But you want to have that wireless signal nice and central to your home. And you want to have easy access to it when you have to reboot it, right?
Right.
Oh, definitely.
So who wants to go down in the basement and all the cobwebs and reboot it?
Ours is pretty good. It's just off the living room.
Nice. You've done the right
thing. All right. Then you've got the right place. You just have to have the right device.
Update your router.
Okay.
So check it out.
And one more question on the computer. Is a 1 terabyte storage sufficient?
For a home computer?
For the Apple device that she was telling
me. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That should be more than enough.
Are you getting solid state, I assume?
Yeah.
It'll either be solid state or Fusion Drive.
Okay.
Yep.
And does it make a difference if it's solid state as to how much storage it takes?
Well, the solid state just has a little less capacity, but if you get a Fusion Drive, you'll get the performance of solid state with the space of a magnetic drive.
Because it said it's solid state, so.
Good. Oh, then that's that
you're
should be enough.
Shape. You're yep. going to love your new computer.
I hope so. Yeah, is a Seagate backup drive a good one?
It's a good one. You should get a couple. Just one drive is not a backup. Okay. Ask the Dallas Police Department.
I still don't know how to do. I have it into the Time Machine for one of them.
Well, that will do. That will be your main backup.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you can also plug in an additional drive, and it will be a second Time Machine backup.
And you rotate them.
Well, you actually have to leave them connected most of the time.
No, do you?
Yeah.
I'm not an Apple guy. But that worries me, right? I don't want the bad guys to encrypt
my
backup.
But they're not those. Those drives are not live on the operating system.
Even better. So you've
they are distinct, and if you encrypt it, then no program running on the Mac can ever get into the data inside them.
Nice. All right.
It is pretty secure.
Yeah, all right.
It really is. I know why you're skeptical,
on the
but
PC side.
It is very secure.
All right.
Yeah.
Dennis gives you a stamp of approval. I'm good.
So you said Seagate is good. But you have a better one?
No. We just recommend at least two of them, not just one.
Okay. Very good. Well, thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome, Dorothy. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, guys. So we're going to be here for another hour. Feel free to get online. Two lines open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Tom, Joe, hang on. He's not, and it's Tom, not from Harwington. There's no T. Right? No G.
No G.
No G. I got it wrong again. I'm a mess. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We'll do our best to help you out with your comments, questions, and concerns. Everything's been posted by Mike G Live over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. Of course, if you miss a show, go to WTIC.com and click on the Odyssey. You can go to podcast and catch every show you missed, and we'll be there for you. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.